Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Rewriting what I was planning on talking about because something new came in the mail and I am distracted by new and shiny things. At Entertainment Earth, we have in stock right now, as of my recording this, The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, Link, Figma action figure, and the deluxe version. You might say, well, do I need the deluxe version? Do I need the regular version? Do I need to spend $46 or $56 on a Zelda figure? Yes. Yes, you do. You do. It's worth it. If you're anything like me, you like old video games. My handle online on Twitter, you can tweet and yell at me, is Adam16bit. I like the 16-bit era of video games, and A Link Between Worlds was Nintendo's attempt to make a new, very nicely updated 16-bit style Zelda adventure, very closely based to the gameplay of the original The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past Super Nintendo game. That was their only Zelda game in the U.S. for the Super Nintendo. And it's wonderful. I played the game when it came out. I played through it again this year on the subway to and from Toy Fair. And I played through it again after that on Hero Mode, finally. And I love that game so much. And if you love that game as much as I do, you're probably sitting here going, I'd buy a toy for this, but no, they don't make anything. Well, they did, and it's out now. And it's from the Good Smile Company out of Japan. And it's Figma, so it costs a bit more. But you get a lot for your money. The super articulated action figure has probably more articulation than I even know about, and I've got one in my hand right now. The ankles are articulated. The boot cut is seemingly hard to move. Maybe you can move it. I don't want to break it. But it looks like it's a separate piece, but it's probably not. The knee rotates. The ankles rotate. The toes on the boots are jointed. Each hand is articulated at the wrist in two places. And there are eight total hands, four sets in the DX version. There's a ball-jointed waist that doesn't even look like there's a joint there because they hit it so well. There's a ball-jointed neck in multiple places. You can take off his hair, switch faces for different moods. There are articulation points in the shoulder. The hat has a joint, so you can make it look like he's falling or jumping or going through an action pose. It's spectacular. And it can stay in any pose you want because it includes a Figma stand, which is this little clear plastic thing with an arm that plugs into his back. You won't even notice it's there. And you can have him jump or fly or whatever you want to do. And that's useful because with the sword and the shield in the regular version, you maybe want to have him in an action pose fighting your other figures. And with the DX version, you also get the hook shot, extended and retracted, and the tornado rod, and a bomb, and a jar, and a rupee, and a Mai Mai. So don't cheap out. I mean, I know all of us are on budgets, but like if you're going to buy this figure, get the deluxe version. I don't even know why they made a regular version, because the shield and sword are great. They're wonderful top-notch accessories, and you have to dismantle them slightly to get them to fit into the figure's hands. And it works well. He doesn't let go. He doesn't drop them. It's engineered very well. But on top of all that, the bomb, the jar, the rupee, and the Mai Mai just really add a lot more to it because you can have them throw a bomb, pick up a jar, pick up some money out of a jar, the way you can pose it. I couldn't believe everything I could do to pose this figure on the first night. Well, okay, I could believe it. I'm not, you know, that simple-minded. But it's a good figure. And the tornado rod has an optional whirly thing you can put in there so it looks like it's spinning and he's flying. You have a special version of the flat Link, because he's got his bracelet, and that means in the game you can merge against the walls and walk around as a painting. That little plastic painting thing is included, and you can tape it to the wall or do whatever, and it has a display stand for it, so you can just have it standing on your desk. It's great. What else do I want to tell you about this? I think this might be one of the best figures I bought in a while. I'm really mad I didn't buy the Metroid one now. We used to carry that, and I didn't. And I'm going to have to buy every Figma Nintendo thing there is, because I bought this one and it was so good, and now I want everything else. If they do Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy or anything else, yeah, I'm going to have to buy that too. I'm a sucker. I really love this thing. It's really great to be able to get all kinds of poses and emotion out of him. You have fists, you have open hands, you have an open hand with a peg on it, which is designed for the bomb. You also have the normal accessory holding hands. Link has a Master Sword and a great Hylian Shield. Great deco. There's some metallic paint on it. And what else do I want to tell you? I don't own a lot of Zelda toys. I remember I got the, I think it was Banpresto ones that were pre-order bonuses at Target for the Nintendo 64 game. I didn't end up getting the Toy Biz figures. I kind of regret that, because Toy Biz did a really short-lived line in Nintendo guys. I bought a couple of them. And I got the Applause Zelda 2 PVC figure. I got some of the Amiibo. I got the Jak-specific figures. Those are nice. But I haven't bought a lot of the higher-end figures, because I'm cheap. Maybe I was wrong about that, because I really love this figure so much. So if you're thinking about it, if you liked A Link Between Worlds, if you know someone who did, if you just want one really good Link figure that looks kind of like the Super Nintendo one, but is from the 3DS game, this is the one to buy. Everything is seemingly molded in color, very little paint on the body. There's some where it needs it, but it looks perfect. It's just great. And, yeah, I mean, I can see why some people don't collect thousands of action figures and just buy a couple of expensive ones. Because I have a lot of Star Wars figures. I have a lot, but not as many as Star Wars. Transformers. Nintendo I'm a little bit pickier on, because there isn't that much stuff, and it tends to be the same characters. But I do not regret purchasing Link. I don't think you will either. It's in stock now. If you order it, we have $79 free shipping threshold. So pick up Link and a couple of other figures. T-shirt, hat, something cool. We have some Atari work shirts. If you're into such things, I am. Take a look. But whatever you do, give this a look. I'm not saying you have to buy it, because obviously you don't have to do anything. But I have not seen a better Zelda figure. There's been some, well, Link figure. There have been a lot of good Link figures over the years. We have Twilight Princess ones up for pre-order next year. And there have been Links from other games. But I love this game. I love this Link. Short of coming up with a really cool Zelda or Zelda 2 NES figure, I don't know what they could do to make me any more delighted than the figure that I have right now. So pick it up if you can. I'll see you next time. Check us out at Twitter at EntEarth, and have a great weekend.